Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhig Fenelon, and today's show is all about evangelizing in this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's right, evangelization. That's exactly what we're talking about today. But before we do that, please let me express my gratitude for your support and prayers. I always have to do that. I have to start every show with gratitude because I know I'm getting your prayers. I hear from you and I feel those prayers and you give me a great deal of support. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you also for spreading the word about Simply Holy, because the best way for word to get around is with you. Word of mouth is the absolute best promotion I can have. And so thank you for that. Thanks for spreading the word. And thanks for helping me to lead the world to Christ through Mary. That's my mission. That's yours as faithful Christians. And so I thank you for that. Thank you for helping me lead the world to Christ through Mary. You know, let's pray. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be together with my listener. And I thank you for your goodness. Despite the hardships that we're all facing right now with this pandemic, Father, we know that you are all-powerful. We know that you're there for us. We know that there is a reason that you are allowing this to happen. And we know that in the end, great good will come from it, because that's your promise, that great good will come of everything that is done and it happens. So I thank you. We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for the technology that we have, that I have to create this podcast, that my listener has to receive this message. That's, in a way, a miracle, that despite the orders for isolation, quarantine, you know, there's all different words for it, Father, you know that. But despite that, we have technology with which we can keep in touch. So thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Mother Mary, thank you for urging me to speak and for nudging my listener to listen today. Thank you for watching over us, for caring for us. You never stop loving and caring for us. And we thank you, Mother. We know that you are there suffering with us through all of this, praying for us and tending to us. Heavenly Father, please grant us open hearts and minds so that we may savor the message that Christ and his Mother have for us today. In Jesus' name, through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today we're talking about evangelization in the time of COVID-19. Seems impossible, I know, evangelization, when we are isolated. I mean, I hate to keep using the word because it's kind of a downer word, but it's true. We are either required to be isolated or isolating ourselves because of perhaps exposures, or maybe we even have COVID-19. Maybe we've contracted it. But this is a very rich, amazing time for us. I know, you're going to think I'm crazy. No, this is not Marge succumbing to isolation. You know, despite what is going on here, as I said in my prayer, we have access to technology in this day and age that did not exist in previous eras. We have not only the technology that exists, but we have the ability to use it. Most people know how to use a phone for internet access, texting, other kinds of messaging. We have technology and we have the ability to use it in order to reach out to others. That's amazing. This is an amazing time. It's a tough time, but it's also a very amazing time. I have never before seen so many people reaching out in so many different ways, both asking for and offering support and prayers to each other. I mean, just look at the online community. It's bursting with opportunities to pray together, to relate to one another, to sympathize with others. Holy Mass is broadcast live almost around the clock. And if you don't catch it live, you can definitely catch the day's Holy Mass at almost any time of day. Around the clock. Adoration, live adoration is being broadcast. Many rosaries and, oh goodness, you know, I could go on and on. I could spend a whole show just listing all of the ways that we can pray together using this technology. Ways that maybe we never made use of before. And that's God's grace. That is such a beautiful thing. That excites me. Even though, you know, where I'm at right now, you know, this the county I'm in, we just went on stay-at-home orders. And so I understand the isolation. I get it. But think about this. Think about this amazing time. As Christians called to evangelize by bringing the good news to others, we have an important job before us and the technology to do it. Not only that, we have a captive audience because people can't go anywhere. So they're looking for ways to be touched by God's love. Let me give you a couple of small examples from my own life. Some things that have happened recently. So if you've been following me on social media, I haven't really been on social media a whole lot lately because I just a week ago traveled. I had to fly, and yes, I was a little nervous going through the airports. I wore a mask and took great care, but I had to fly to another state for family time. We've got one of our children needs me to help out with the family, so I am not in my usual place. But in that transit, it was very interesting to me that I noticed that people are more courteous. That was my experience. I've heard stories where people are not so courteous, but that was my experience, that people are more courteous. And you know, I wear my Mary medal wherever I go, and people notice it. It's a very small gesture. You know, I know guys, you know, you can't, I know you might not want to wear a big Mary medal or any for that matter, but maybe you do. Lots of guys wear medals, religious medals. Wear them, but wear them outside your clothes when you do have to go out as a reminder to others. But here's another thing. Here's something that happened to my husband and I. We went grocery shopping. And it was, you know, we'd heard that there was some crowding at the store. We'd heard that there was, you know, a lot of emptying shelves and hoarding and things going on. And we weren't prepared for it. It was quite a shock to us. I have to admit that. Our store was swamped. They had aisles that were blocked off with pallets so that people couldn't go up and down those aisles, so that the traffic flow could be directed in a manageable way. And then they had employees stationed throughout the store helping to direct the traffic. And for the items that were going quickly, they had employees stationed there rationing them, you know, passing out, you know, and toilet paper was one of them, and paper towels, and, you know, a number of other items, so that the employees were rationing the items so that, you know, at least somebody, I mean, that everybody would get something. And what I did was this: whenever possible, I made it a point to offer a smile or a brief word of encouragement as I passed them, the employees, or received items from them. You know, and that doesn't take much. That's such a tiny, tiny gesture of evangelization. You know, a simple thanks for hanging in there. Hey, I appreciate your being here and doing this. Thanks. Thank you very much. You know, that was enough. That was enough to make the employee take a breath and smile back. Smile at other customers. You know, many of the people that I passed also noticed my Marian medal that I wear. And so not only did I lighten their day a little bit with a smile and a few kind words, but they could see that. They could see that picture, that image of the Blessed Mother, even if they didn't know what it was. You know, she touches hearts in many interesting ways. So we're making our way through the store, and these employees looked so haggard. I really, my heart went out to them. And as we're checking out, the cashier and bagger that we had were working at, well, they all were. They were working at warp speed, all the cashiers and baggers. Oh my goodness gracious. And it was kind of like watching a movie in fast forward. They were stressed and they were fatigued. And as our bagger was loading the bags into our cart, I stopped and I told both the bagger and the cashier that they were doing a great job. They were doing a great job despite being under tremendous stress. And I thank them. And it was a sincere thank you. It wasn't just patronizing. I thank them sincerely. And I asked them to please pass that gratitude and that commendation, I guess is a good word for it, pass that on to the other employees when they got to take a break and went into the break room, so that they could know that people do appreciate what they're putting up with, what they're enduring. Well, the cashier was so surprised by the comments, and the bagger, that she stopped for a second and she looked up at me, and she had a tear in her eye. She teared up and she told me, "We really appreciate hearing that, and I'll definitely pass it on to the others." You know, that took almost nothing. It would probably, the whole thing transpired in less than a minute. But I was able to do that, to spread that Christian joy, even in a very stressful time. And you can do it too. I'm no hero. I'm just a regular human being, just like you. So you can do that. You can do it online. You can do it when you have to go out for supplies and medicines. You can do it. And we should be doing it, because we are Christian and we are made to spread the love of God. Now, you know, wherever I go, which isn't a lot of places at all, but whenever I have contact, that's a better way to put it, with any other human being, now I make sure that I pass on to that person the assurance that I am praying for them. And especially anybody who does any kind of service for me. And I mean it, because I do during this time, and I'm sure you're doing it too. I am praying for everyone who is affected in any possible way by COVID-19. And I will tell you that my gratitude is always met. My gratitude, my words of praying for them is always met with gratitude and often with surprise. They're always, always grateful. They will always be grateful to you. Offer your thanks. Send an email. Send however you can communicate. Give them your thanks. Give them your assurance of prayer, because we're all praying. I know that. We have to. This is a call, a giant call to prayer. Well, I have one more little story for you before I end the show. And that is yesterday. That was the best of all. My best experience yet with evangelizing during COVID-19. So I was having trouble ordering something online. And it was a little bit at the end of my rope, but kept my cool. I signed into they had a tech chat. So I signed into the customer service chat and explained the problem. And the agent was very patient and very helpful. And I knew that they had to be under a lot of stress there. And I could tell. Well, some of the items that I wanted were out of stock. And I could tell by her response to me that she was expecting me to be angry. You can just tell. You can tell when somebody writes and the way they write it, and that very apologetic, oh no, here it comes kind of way. Well, I wasn't angry. And I let her know that. I let her know and typed in into the chat that I'm not angry at all. I perfectly understand. These are tough times. And before we ended the chat, after she resolved my, it was kind of a technical issue, but after she resolved my problem, or gave me a method to resolve it, Before we enter the chat, I typed this message, and I will repeat it to you. I remember pretty much word for word because of her response, actually. So I wrote, "Thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate it. I know this is a very stressful time for you and for all of your co-workers." And I typed, "I'm a woman of faith, and I will pray for you." And there was a short pause, and then she typed, "In Jesus' name, amen." Now, how many times do you get that in a tech chat? And all it took was for me to offer that I was going to pray, that I was praying for this agent and then all of the people at her company, because I know that they were working night and day trying to get people the stuff that they needed. Well, after that, after she typed in Jesus' name, amen, she wished me a great day, and I wished her the same, and we closed the chat. If we take these small opportunities to reach out to others and to truly be Christians in all of our interactions, we can do a great deal of good, and we can lift the hearts of so many people without even going out of our way. This is a miraculous time, because we have such great ability to bring Christ to others. Our world is suffering, and we can help abate that suffering with godly words and gestures. You see, this is such an amazing time for the entire world, and COVID-19 could be our best chance ever to evangelize. Can you imagine that? Our best chance ever to evangelize and to pray. You know, now it's kind of funny that this is the first time, and I might make another podcast about this yet. I'm laughing because everyone else is saying it's too quiet, and you know, that's, I have all day to pray. Well, in my case, it's kind of the opposite. My days were quiet in my normal atmosphere, and right now, in helping with family, I'm busy pretty much all the day, and not constantly, but not in a bad way, in a good way. But you know, I kind of chuckle to myself because it's been a little bit of a challenge. Although I pray throughout the day, you know, simple little prayers that I slip in. But, you know, I can't, it's not even possible for me right at this time to sit down and, you know, have an entire hour of prayer like I used to. And I'll get back to it when this is all over. But I'm offering that up, that inability to pray. Are you having trouble praying? Is it because everybody is suddenly home and so you don't have your normal routine? Offer that up. That's valuable. That's great stuff. Offer that up for someone who is really alone and completely isolated. You see, we can use these things to do great good. That's another part of evangelization, even though it's hidden. You know, maybe these people will know that you prayed for them, maybe they won't. You could offer them that. You could send a little message and say, "Hey, you know, I offered this and this and this for you." It's also evangelization. It's also part of keeping our spirits up, and we need to do that. We can't let any single one of us fall into the abyss of sorrow or isolation. It's very important. So I hope that you will now look for opportunities to reach out. You know, like I say this all the time, I'm no saint, and there's nothing magic about me. There's nothing extraordinary. I'm just like you. And you can look out for these opportunities as well. It's a great, great chance. And we have the time. You know, a lot of us can't go to work. The COVID-19 has affected my family, my work, my husband's work. I know, I understand. But there's something more here. There's something greater than us going on. And we need to follow our Lord's lead and listen to his voice inside our hearts, how we can help right from our own homes and reach out to others. So please look for those opportunities and then write to me about it, okay? I want to hear. I want to hear from you. My contact information is on my website. So, you know, that's a lot to ponder. So as we go through this week, let's remember that this is an amazing time and that there is great good that we can do despite the difficulties of the pandemic. I need to close the show, but before I do, let me remind you that if you want to know more about me, if you want to become part of my ministry, subscribe to my newsletter, invite me to speak, please visit margefenlon.com. My books are there too, online. You can order right from my website. That's margefenlon.com. I've got all kinds of awesome inspiration waiting there for you. You can also find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm on just about all of them. Just search Marge Fenlon and you'll find me. Hey, I can't wait to hear from you. Before you go, let me ask that you help me bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please share. Please share the podcast. And let's help each other be better evangelists during this very dire time. Thanks for listening. Know that I am praying for you. And I ask you to pray for me. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you and our Mother Mary protect and guide you. God bless you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.